This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And, you know, my wife and I, we were talking to someone, and I don't remember exactly all of the circumstances, but they were talking about how, you know, frequently they had moved and stuff like that. And I went on to describe, you know, how many decades I'd been at the church and how many decades we'd been here, and my wife had been at her job and my son had been at his job and things like that. And I said, you know, we're just terribly unstable people, you know. And that was a sarcastic thing. Not because I was trying to, you know, deceive them or anything like that. It's just something that ended up being a reality that we did not necessarily know was going to be our reality, is that, you know, we're pretty easy to predict, you know, where we're going to be at such and such a time and things like that. You say, where are you going with this? Well, this is the fall offering here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And it's a good thing to know that you can turn on the radio. You can log into 91.5, tune into it. And you know that it's going to be there. It's been there for decades and decades. And when you do, you're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I would like to tell you that the phone number here at the radio station is 321-632-1000. And we would like to ask you to prayerfully consider partnering with WMIE for the next 6 months. And I know a lot of times the tendency is to think, oh, somebody else will step up. Somebody else will do that. And they have a very modest fundraising goal. It's not hundreds of thousands of dollars every 6 months or anything like that. It's a very frugal thing. They just have to replace equipment and do maintenance on the building and things like that. Things that the cost of the programming doesn't always cover. And I can tell you that, you know, there is a goal. But a lot of times that goal is not being achieved. And so I would ask you to prayerfully consider joining the supporters of WMIE so that the Refresh Radio program and the other programs here on WMIE could continue to go forth. And so if the Lord lays that upon your heart, 321-632-1000, and that would be greatly appreciated. If you call in and someone doesn't answer the phone right then, leave a message and they will get back in touch with you just as soon as they possibly can. So I'd also like to say real quickly, thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air who have been friends of the Refresh Radio program for most of the 12 years that we have been broadcasting here. And they provide a great service in resolving air conditioning issues, heating issues, and electrical issues. They're professional in the way they conduct their business. They have ethical guidelines. They provide emergency service when necessary. Primarily, they work in residential settings, but they do some light commercial work. They do the work at Merritt Assembly of God when we have problems, and they also do work at my house when I have problems. And those situations arise very infrequently, praise the Lord, because of the great service they provide. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. License number CAC 182-1309. Wyrick Air. They travel all throughout Brevard County and are based in Rockledge, Florida. And we thank Pastor Dennis and his team for all they do for Brevard County through Wyrick Air. Today we're going to return to Psalm 106. Psalm 106 is, it's got 48 verses in it, and we're not going to touch on every verse. We went through verses 1 through 3 on Friday's program. Today I want to take you to verse number 4, because that's the next stretch. I've got some notes and things that are highlighted that tell us some of the things that we should learn from others so we don't make those same mistakes. Tells us the way that God prefers to deal with his people. Tells us what some of the consequences are if we do not do life the way that God instructs us to do life. So it's a very instructional psalm, very important for us to remember. So let me read verses 1 through 7 for us here today. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. So verse number 4 starts off, and it's a prayer, and it says, God, remember me. And there is a request for this that the psalmist writes here about being remembered in a specific manner. Okay, so you and I have memories that we have accumulated throughout our life. And some of those memories are of wonderful experiences. Some of our memories are of difficult experiences. Some of them are merciful. Some of them are milestone events. Some of them are very, very impactful. And so depending upon the event, it has bearing or influence on how we remember it. And so the psalmist here says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Now, in that verse, the psalmist undermines the modern attacks and mindset that many ungodly people have towards the nature of God. They think that God is this decrepit, elderly individual that is angry all the time, that he is just waiting for, you know, the right moment when he can just lash out at all sorts of people. And what the psalmist says is that when God remembers his people, he remembers them with favor. So as a child of God today, I want you to know that you are like Mary said of herself, blessed and highly favored. God remembers his people with goodwill. He remembers his people as an accepted people, as a desire. There's a longing there that he has to be with his people, and he takes pleasure in his people. You know, when I think about heaven, a lot of people think of the, you know, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more debt, no more death, no more separation, no more temptation. A lot of the absence of the negative things that we might experience here in this life. Some people think of it as, you know, a throne room, and it is. It's a very powerful place because God sits upon his throne and he rules, and he is still actively ruling. The book of Revelation clearly describes that God is not an absent ruler over the universe. He's very active in his decrees and is going to fulfill his plan, his purpose, his will upon this earth and for mankind. So it is a throne room. It is a very powerful place. Some people think of it as, you know, like a family reunion. You know, so you'll hear people refer to him as daddy and things like that. A lot of times people think of it as a very serious place, and I'm sure there is those moments. It's a place of worship. But heaven is also going to be a place of rejoicing, which is the exact opposite of the viewpoint that many people have. Many people think that if you become a Christian, that's it. There's no more fun for you. I want you to know that when you accept Jesus into your life, all of a sudden you are able, as Malachi describes, to go forth like calves released from the stall, leaping and rejoicing, for the Son of Righteousness is risen with healing in his wings. There's a lot of joy. There's some things that pop up every once in a while that just bring a smile to my face. Things that I would never have thought would have been a reality, but you know, watching a bull play with a ball, a great big ball, but play with a ball, and I think I saw deer playing soccer with some people, and they were kicking a ball as well, and wild animals enjoying jumping on trampolines, things like that that just bring a smile to your face. You know, when I think of heaven, I think of the angels rejoicing over one sinner that repents, and I also think of that it is God's desire for his people to be with him. So shall we be with the Lord forever. It's going to be a great celebration. It is not that it is one, you know, it's not that it's just a throne room without joy. It's not that it's all joy without throne room. It's not that it is just an absence of pain, but it is actually filled with a great deal of rejoicing. Heaven, I believe, is going to be something so beyond what we are able to comprehend that I think the only way that we can describe it is that it is going to be above and beyond everything that we could ask or think or imagine. So, with that being said, let me tell you that on October the 20th, 2025, if you are a child of God, God has pleasant, favorable goodwill. He has a longing to accept us into his presence, and he desires to spend time with us, and we should desire to spend time with him. The truth of the matter of life is this: we make time for for the things that are really important for us. So there are objectives that I have. The objectives that I have now in this season of my life are quite a bit different than the objectives I had earlier in life. So with those changing objectives, sometimes there is a trickle of a desire to let me throw this out there. This is, you know, because it's something in my world that I've always enjoyed doing. There can be many times when I have a desire to go play golf. Then I look out there, and in the summertime, it's got a heat index of 115. And it's like, no, I don't desire to play golf enough to go out and play in 115 degree heat index. There may be times when I desire to go play golf, but I don't desire to spend the amount of money that it would have cost to play golf at a certain time, or I didn't sleep well enough, or things like that. And so we weigh our desires, and many times we can think of something, yeah, I'd kind of like to do that, but I would really prefer to do this. God desires to spend time with his people. He redeemed us not just because of how desperately we needed him, but because he longs for relationship with his people. And only he could make reconciliation with him possible by the forgiveness of our sins. So remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. That's a great prayer to start off this week with. Oh, visit me with your salvation. Visit means to attend to visit, to appoint. We all have appointments. And so there are things that we can do. There are places that we can visit. My wife and I, back in August, we went on vacation. We got to experience the Billy Graham Museum outside of Asheville, drove along the mountains of the Blue Ridge Parkway, the stretch that was open. We spent some time in some other cities. And, you know, we were there as visitors. We were experiencing things that we had not. Did you know that there are not that many mountains that you can go visit in Florida? You can see a lot of, you know, beachfront property. You can see the ocean. You can see the rivers. You can see theme parks. But there were things that we were visiting that it was only going to be for a short time. While we were at the, I believe it's called the Cove, I got to see the chapel that they have there, and the pews were 200 years old, and the pulpit I got to stand behind was 400 years old. And it was like, wow, I didn't get the story as to, you know, who had the privilege of preaching behind that pulpit, but it was quite an enjoyable visit. So when God visits, he brings the experience with him. Most of my wife and I's visits have generally been to see family. We haven't done a lot of vacations where we would just go off and be by ourselves. There's been a few. There's been some cruises and things like that, but some of the cruises have been with family, celebrating milestone events and things like that. And here the psalmist says, God, would you visit, and when you come, would you bring your salvation? Would you bring your deliverance? You see, God's not just the deliverer of people in the past. He is, always has been, and is currently our Savior and our deliverer. So he wants to manifest that in our life. And one of the things that I like to say is that when God's presence shows up, he brings the entire entourage of heavenly blessings with him. So if you're struggling today for victory in an area of your life, I want you to realize that God is the one who can make deliverance from that stronghold, that temptation, that chronic issue in your life. He can make deliverance from that possible. So cry out, oh God, visit me with your salvation. And the psalmist in verse 5 describes the purpose that he is looking for in this visit that brings salvation and deliverance. That I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. Okay, so I just want to ask you to ponder the benefits of relationship with Jesus Christ. I will tell you that the scripture says that God blesses and he adds no sorrow to it. So there are divine benefits that are available to us. And so there is salvation, there is healing, there is relationship, there is forgiveness, there is hope, there is future, there is leadership, there is order, there is peace, there is spiritual blessing, there is spiritual provision, financial provision. A lot of benefits go on that, you know, we could go on and on and on describing those. So a few weeks ago, I was leading worship, and one of the songs we were singing was a song called 10,000 Reasons. And I asked some people, do you have all 10,000 reasons there with you? And nobody could come up with 10,000 reasons. We didn't have that kind of time. And I said, well, do you have one reason? If you don't have time to name off 10,000, could you find one reason to praise God? And I believe that if you search your heart, you will find that there's at least one good reason to praise the Lord. There's lots of benefits. Don't miss heaven for the world. Don't miss heaven for anybody. Don't miss heaven for any hurt or any unforgiveness. So there are lots of benefits, but I want to point out that this passage says that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. The word there is singular, not plural. I want to remind you that God told Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. As far as worldly possessions go, if you were to measure my possessions against most of the people in this world, I have excessive amounts of possessions. I have shoes, I have clothes. I have clothes for all sorts of different occasions. You know, shoes for different occasions. I've got the automobiles that I need. I've got a house to live in. So if you compare me with most of the world, I've got a lot of, you know, possessions. If you measure me by the possessions of people here in America or in first world countries around the world, I'm probably going to come in, you know, on the low side. I'm not minimalist. We used to watch this thing called Tiny Homes or something like that. And I said, look, I've lived in a travel trailer before. I've lived in a studio apartment before, where you literally rolled out of bed into the bathroom. I'm telling you, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. But there is a benefit in my life that changes everything, and that benefit is a relationship with God. And so as you are asking God to remember you with favor, to visit you with salvation, remember that a relationship where you have been forgiven by God, the price paid for by God, you have been bought with a price, you are not your own. Remember that having a relationship with Jesus, having a relationship with God, that you're going to get to abide with him forever, that is the benefit of being the chosen ones, the ones who have said yes to God's offer of salvation. I want you to know, as a child of God, that you can experience that there are going to be good things that happen to you in your life, that you are going to be able to experience happiness and joy, that you're going to see increase in your life. And again, I'm not talking about the increase of things as much. I'm not excluding them. But I pray that there would be an increase of the word. I pray that there would be an increase of the presence of God in your life, that he would rise to the greatest level of prominence in your life and in my life. And the more he leads us, the more he has access to every arena in our life, the greater the secondary benefits are going to be. And so I pray that you experience joy unspeakable. I pray that you are filled with glory. I pray that you experience the peace of God that surpasses an understanding because of his presence. So that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. That is a... then it goes on and it says, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. And what that means is that there are things appointed to each one of us by God. That there are, that because of everything that he's done, that he's appointed times, he's appointed experiences, he's appointed direction, he's appointed provision. And I will tell you that the best place that you can possibly be in is right in the center of God's will. It's a safe place. It's a blessed place. It is a place of favor, and it is a place of joy and a place of glory where you can shout for joy and rejoice in the God of your salvation. Again, this is the beginning of the fall offering here at WMIE. If you would like to partner with them for the next 6 months, 321-632-1000. We will see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."